anyhow, that's what I'm doing here. And then, of course, I've got some stuff in the shack to do today. I lost the radio, and I got to find where I put it there. And in my mess of everything, it could be just about anywhere. It's under this box or under that box. So I'm going to be spending a little bit of time looking for that today. And but other than that, it's all that's new and exciting here. Keeping busy as always. Yeah, I hear you on everything there. Over.
Roger there, Randy. Yeah, I think I did hear something, you know, when you're sort of half listening, doing stuff. But about the operation, well, we keep our fingers crossed for you, and all the best with that. And I hope it... What are they actually doing, Randy? Are they doing a spinal fusion on your back or something like that? Break?
No, I had that done already. I had the invasive surgery. Most painful thing I've ever encountered in all my life. Never said I'd do that again, that's for sure. So, no, I had that done for a couple of years ago. Actually, it's been almost 3 years ago, I think, already. This June would be 3 years. So yeah, no, what they're doing this time now is not fixing anything. They're just going to install what they call a morphine pump. The pump itself and it holds the contents of the medication, morphine. And it's going to be placed in my belly on the left-hand side. So it's about the size of a hockey puck. In comparison, I guess, they showed me everything there when I went for a consult and had to sign the papers for the surgery and all that. So, and then they're going to run from that pump, they're going to run a catheter. They're going to run a tube around my side to my backbone and have the morphine being injected right in my back bone where the pain is originating from. So the morphine will fool the brain in thinking that there's no pain, and even though nothing's being fixed, in reality it'll still be there, but I won't feel it, according to them, if everything goes the way it should. So very interesting, but I'll take it. That's their last thing that they can do for me. So hopefully this works, and yeah, I can enjoy the summer then. Hopefully my recovery doesn't take too long after that. Over.
Oh, blimey, Randy. I don't know. The suffering that some people go through, you know. Jesus. But if it cures the pain and the pain goes, then you can more or less lead a normal life, I suppose. What are you going to do but go for it? It's the same as my daughter when she was ill with cancer. Sarah, they said that, you know, to have the operation, there's only one, you know, a lot of the surgeons said no, but this one surgeon said he'll do the operation and see if, you know, he can take the cancer out, basically. But the son-in-law, he said don't have the operation. In hindsight, he was right in what he said, because she spent the rest of her life getting over the operation. And if she hadn't had the operation, she could have probably lived longer, because once they open you up, it seems to advance the cancer. And you know, when your life is running out, you're grabbing at straws trying to stay alive. But like I say, in hindsight, the rest of her life she would have had better quality of life and maybe even lived longer without having the surgery. And the surgeon was actually in tears when he said that he couldn't do nothing for her because the cancer was so advanced. But anyway, best of luck, Randy, and we'll be thinking of you, and we'll certainly hope that you can get rid of that pain. But anyway, we'll change the subject. V5RJM, V5GTW.
VE7LZ.
Yeah, Roger. They've done that, like with your daughter there, was the same type of thing happened with my father, so seeing that go through its process, and it was very difficult. So I know what you guys went through with that there, and so forth, and yeah, it's not easy. So, yeah, so, well, like you say, you grab at straws, it's false hope kind of deal, too, and you figure there's a chance, and, yeah, then everything gets crushed afterwards. So, but anyways, I know what you're going through there, or did go through. And, yeah, we got another beautiful day here, another beautiful day. It's kind of a dirty sky here, though. It's kind of... wouldn't say, I guess maybe overcast, maybe somewhat, but still a lot of sunlight coming through, and of course we've got plus temperatures today, right now it's zero, and we're supposed to be going up to like plus five, I think, today or something like that, so another day of water running. You know, we've got flooding going down here. The bridges are getting to be maxed on the rivers, and it's really nice to see, actually, that there's going to be a lot of water coming down the pipe and filling up Lake of the Prairies there, the White Sand and the Assiniboia Rivers. But, yeah, they just did a bunch of work there on Theodore Lake there, and that's the White Sand Regional Park. And they call it the Theodore Dam, and did a bunch of work there, and thank goodness they got all that done, because now they can control it somewhat, but I'd imagine it's just flowing right straight over top. You can't see the dam here by Kenora. It's totally engulfed. You just see the sides, the cement walls on the side, but the dam itself, you can't see. It's the water's just a flowing high speed through there, so, and the fields are getting flooded here, and typical spring here, I guess, like we used to have. So yeah, hopefully we're at the height there of the water, because if it gets any higher, it's going to cause maybe some issues and that sort of thing, going over the banks and so forth already in places. So we don't want that to go much higher than what it is now. But anyhow, it was snowing here this morning. Back to you.
Yeah, that mobile station, I've got the mobile Echo Echo something, I think it was as well. You're very noisy into the repeater, and the audio is very low, very difficult to copy. But we'll leave a break on the next one when I'll put it back to Randy and see whether you can get in. But, we got high cloud cover here today, white cloud, quite bright out there. But no sun shining through at the moment anyway, Randy. And have you got any repeaters that you've got for sale or whatever, Randy, as well? VE5RGM with a break for the mobile station from VE5GGW.
Roger. We've got some repeaters. I don't know if they're going to be for sale or not, or what the club wants to do. Right now, we've got them as spares. There's one that's up at Norm's place, Victor Echo 5, November Kilo, and he's got that repaired. And he's probably going to be sending. He's just in the testing phase of it now. And then he's going to be, wants to make sure it's going to work. He's going to then ship it back to us here. So there'll be that one as well. So, and then we've got some other ones here that we probably will sell. We've got a Fusion repeater here that we'd probably want to sell. We're not using that one. It would work great, that Fusion repeater, as a standalone. And if you're thinking about Melford ain't doing any linking anyways. That might be, something they'd be interested in. It's all programmable stuff, and you can program it for whatever frequency you want and that sort of thing. And if it's fairly close to what it was, then it would be tuned up already, the receiver. So you got a 1 meg either way. For the tuner before it has to get retuned. So we might have some that's available if someone that's interested. We've got some crystal repeaters, but I don't think you'd be interested in any of those. Those are dirt cheap. Back to you there. Back to you. Actually, I got a couple of repeaters here that would probably work for you there that are crystal, we could probably give those away almost. So back to you there, Graham, V5GGW, V5RJM.
Roger there, Randy. They were talking about it, and one of the guys said, I said, well, I'm sure Randy's got some repeaters, he's talked about them before, and I said, I'll just mention it. But you got something anyway, we'd probably be able to get something if we, depended on what the rest of them want to do, as the club sort of thing. But, We'll wait and see, because Norm has actually got our repeater at the moment as well, so he's a busy boy anyway, and if he's repairing all the amateur equipment in the province, he's probably being a bit busier, we're just waiting to see what the verdict is there. He's going to repair it, I think, anyway. It's not a problem there, but I don't know, maybe they're thinking of, getting a standby one. Just to have things, for situations like this, because, we haven't got one at the moment. But, yeah, I'll let them know anyway, and if they want to go further, well, I'll get on the dog and bone telephone and give you a shout, and see what we can work out. But there's no panic, I don't think, anyway. So, interesting. But apart from that, we're all good. Hang on, just take a break. Just to not let the repeater time out. So apart from that, we're good. We're just waiting for this damn snow to go. And I was in the excavator not yesterday, day before I think it was, and I cleaned all the snow from around the house, front of the house and stuff, and tidied all that up because I can't use my snow blower because the ground underneath is all poured out and be firing chunks of ice and bits and pieces through.